in a pandemic era, how different is tonight's launch going to be?
Well, it's going to be very different from our usual gathering in Croke Park, but I suppose in terms of what people are used to over the last 12 months, there'll be a definite familiar ring to having to tune into the bit of banter and the bit of discussion and talk online instead of face-to-face, Austin.
There's always been something lovely about Leitrim people being in Croke Park for this night.
We bring a busload up from Leitrim every year, never mind all the folk in around Dublin, Kildare, Meath, Wicklow, that travel in for it. And it really has cemented itself as one of the great gatherings for the Leitrim faithful in the annual calendar, bar, of course, when we see each other in the stands at matches, which has been removed from us for the moment as well.
But people can be part of this launch this evening by tuning in online.
Yeah, like all anybody has to do to be part of the conversation tonight is jump onto the official Leitrim GAA Facebook page or go onto the live stream on leitrimsupportersclub.ie, and they'll see all the familiar faces there. We've got a great lineup. We'll have Terry Hyland talking to us about what it's like trying to prepare an intercounty senior football team in these unusual times and getting ready to obviously face our near and dear rival Sligo this weekend to kick off a truncated National League experience. We'll be touching on some of the way Leitrim GAA has been keeping people connected over the lockdown with chairperson Enda Stenson. Really looking forward to my chat with the one and only Seamus O'Rourke about the penning of his memoir Standing in Gaps and releasing that over the pandemic, and another great Leitrim artist, Edwina Gucking, who as part of her Sowing the Seeds initiative revived the ancient tradition of mumming with some fellow musicians and artists took to the high roads and by roads of South Leitrim during the lockdown to bring a bit of music and dance to people who were forced to socially isolate. And then we've got to keep it, you know, us Austin, we always want to have an international element of things if we possibly can. And Seamus Clark and Katrina Kenny Clark, his wife, sister of the great Leitrim footballer Pádraig Kenny, and proprietors of PJ Clark's, will be joining us to talk a bit about their sponsorship of the senior football team, about how Clark's has become, I'm paraphrasing Katrina here, a mecca for Leitrim supporters on the 5-year annual 5-year trip over to New York and Gaelic Park to play the Exiles over there, and just generally about their work in supporting the Irish and Leitrim community abroad and their continued support of all things Leitrim back home as well. And then we'll have finishing up the night, then we have Eamon Dignan, whom you had on for your own wonderful tribute to Paddy McGarty on Ocean FM. And Eamon is going to again recall just some of his experiences of the great man. And then a special treat before we officially launch the Supporters Club draw. Seamus O'Rourke has penned a once-off tribute to Paddy that he'll be reciting on the night before we get down to the business of actually launching the draw. And there's, you know, the usual brilliant prizes available as part of that, Austin, ranging from the 5,000 first prize. Well, look, there's too many of them to go into here right now, but I will be detailing them this evening on the show live, which will normally with the draw, there'll be an element of it obviously in Cox's Steakhouse over in Drummond, who are the main sponsors each year. And but everybody who tunes in tonight will be in with a chance to win a brilliant hamper of Leitrim goods that will be having a little prize for anybody who joins us on tonight. And we're hoping that hundreds do.